Here's a way to make kids' eyes glaze over. Tell them they have to watch an educational science program on television. And yet plenty of children, as well as adults, have made hits out of science-based shows like Mythbusters. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on the success of science on TV.
The hard truth, says President Obama, is that Americans have been losing ground.
One assessment shows American 15-year-olds now rank 21st in science and 25th in math when compared to their peers around the world.
He was speaking at the recent launch of a nationwide effort to move the U.S. to the top in science and math education in the next decade. Invited to the event were prominent scientists from NASA and the National Science Foundation and a couple of cable TV stars.
Welcome, Mythbusters from Discovery Channel. Where are they? There they are.
Mythbusters is not a science show per se, but scientists are some of its biggest fans.
I hope you guys left the explosives at home.
The Mythbusters love to blow stuff up.
Oh!
The series was created by two former Hollywood special effects guys, Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage. They go to some pretty great lengths to bust myths, like, can a sonic shockwave shatter glass? Or does double dipping cause germ warfare? In one episode, Adam and Jamie visited the world's largest portable hurricane simulator at the University of Florida to test whether it's better to keep the windows of a house open or closed during a hurricane.
I don't even think those things got up to half speed.
Well, why don't we survey the damage? What do you say?
We don't have pretensions to be teaching.
Mythbusters Adam Savage.
We're still very in touch with the 14-year-old pyromaniacs inside us.
Still, says Savage, when they go to speak at engineering schools, they're treated like rock stars. The California Science Teachers Association even made them honorary members.
Mythbusters is raw science at its best.
Mindy Bedrosian is a high school science teacher in Strongsville, Ohio. She even wants her students to test hypotheses the way they do on Mythbusters.
Well, we don't want them to blow up buildings and things like that, but we would like for them to do science in exactly the same way.
Bedrosian says she pays close attention to what science TV shows are out there. She's concluded there's a lot of garbage.
Just made-up nonsense.
Mindy Bedrosian has some strong objections to shows that focus on animal violence, like Untamed and Uncut on Animal Planet.
The 1,500-pound bully rams the mother like a freight train, trying to drive his horn straight into her.
But as a high school teacher, Bedrosian says her real problem is that there is so little science education in the younger grades. But there are some TV shows.
Did you hear the one about the kid who wanted to know everything about everything?
Last year, PBS launched Sid the Science Kid, partly because head of programming Linda Semensky was frustrated there was so little science TV for the preschool set. So she commissioned the Jim Henson Company to produce Sid.
And I really wanted daily science that you encounter every day in life, and something that models asking questions.
Now, Sid, let's just say he's an extremely happy extrovert who can be kind of annoying with his toy microphone.
Hey, is this thing on?
Hey, Sid, what do you say? What you want to learn today?
I want to know why things happen and how, and want to know everything now. Oh, yeah.
So will Sid the Science Kid actually impart any knowledge to little viewers? The producers aren't making any guarantees, but they do hope Sid will get kids excited about science. And according to Bill Nye, the science guy, whose show is still revered by educators, that shouldn't be too hard.
Everybody loves science when he or she is very young. You cannot find a kid that doesn't want to taste the kitchen floor or that doesn't want to know how houseflies make a living.
Bill Nye says the U.S. needs young scientists, so why not start with this willing audience? Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.